This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged the states to identify locations suitable for entrepreneurs in smaller cities and take initiatives to facilitate them. Addressing the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi, Mr. Modi asked the states to simplify the compliances, the lack of which often leads to the harassment of citizens. He urged the participants that states should reform the governance model to encourage citizen participation or Jan Bhagidari. Mr. Modi also said that it is important to focus on reform, perform and transform, and it is also important to inform the people about the various initiatives of the government. Talking about circular economy, Prime Minister Modi appreciated that the Gobar Dhan program is now being seen as a big energy resource. He directed the states to explore concepts of viability gap funding for recycling of e-waste. In the health sector, Prime Minister urged that under the Fit India movement, obesity should be taken as a big challenge in Bharat. He said that only a fit and healthy India can be a Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake will hold bilateral talks in New Delhi today. They will hold discussions on the issues of mutual interest. Mr. Dissanayake, who is on a three-day visit to India, arrived in New Delhi yesterday. He was received by Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan. The Sri Lankan President will also meet President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar called on Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said, Sri Lanka is key to both India's neighbourhood first policy and Sagar outlook. Earlier, Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake said that he had productive discussions with Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. The government has listed two bills related to One Nation, One Election for the introduction in the Lok Sabha today. Law Minister Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. The Union Cabinet, headed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, on Thursday approved the Constitutional Amendment Bill to roll out the concept of simultaneous Lok Sabha and State Assembly polls. Foreign investors pumped in nearly 28,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital markets in the first 2 weeks of this month. As per the depositories data, the foreign portfolio investors or FPIs pumped in 22,766 crore rupees into the Indian equities market and 4,814 crore rupees into the debt market. This comes after heavy outflows in the last few months. So far this year, FPIs have invested 1.2 lakh crore rupees into the Indian capital markets. In hockey, India won the Women's Junior Asia Cup 2024 championship in Muscat, Oman last night. In the title clash, the Indian team defeated China 3-2 in a penalty shootout to successfully defend its title. Indian goalkeeper Nidhi made three crucial saves during the penalty shootout, while Sakshi Rana, Ishika, and Sunalita Topo scored for India in the shootout. Earlier, Jin Swang Tan scored the opening goal for China, with Kanika Sevach equalized in the third quarter for India. After a 1-1 draw in the regulation time, the title clash went to a shootout. Hockey India has announced a reward of 2 lakh rupees for each player and 1 lakh rupee to each support staff for their support and spectacular win. And that's the end of this news bulletin.